Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello, and welcome to the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, the Marx editor. And today I'm joined by three members of the Marx programming team who've all been busy working on the upcoming 40th annual conference, which takes place in Lisbon, Portugal, from the 22nd to the 25th of September, 2026. And they are Claire Lear of Edwin Coe in the UK, who chairs the team, Bahia Al-Yafi of Al-Yafi IP Group, and Klaus Eckhart of Baader-Pagenburg in Munich, Germany. Welcome to all three of you, and thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, James.
Hi, James. Thank you for having us.
Nice being with you, James. Thanks very much.
Now, at the time of recording, already more than 830 people have registered for this year's Marx annual conference. So it's already set to be one of the biggest annual conferences ever. And I expect many of you listening to this podcast have already booked your place and are looking forward to attending. So in this podcast, we're going to find out a little bit more about what's planned for the annual conference and what you can expect in Lisbon this year. So Claire, I'm going to start with you. This is the 40th annual conference, I think. And as I say, it's already proving to be very popular. So what can we look forward to this year?
Well, the 40th anniversary is always going to be very special. And obviously we're in a really special city in the capital city of Portugal, Lisbon. We've got some very special speakers lined up. Well, all our speakers are special, but in particular, we have Dr. Margarita Matias, who is a board member of the National Institute of Industrial Property in Portugal. We have João Negrão. He is the executive director of the EU IPO, and it's actually his home city. So we're very pleased that he could join us. And Her Honor Eleonora Vieira. She is a Court of Appeal judge at Lisbon and the vice president of the Intellectual Property Division. So I'm really delighted that all three of them are going to be able to join us.
Yeah, and I think some people remember that João Negrão took part in last year's annual conference, didn't he? And I think gave a very well-received presentation and a sort of Q&A that we did, and also spoke to the corporate focus group. So it'll be very good to welcome him back again. Turning to you, Klaus, I think the theme for this year's annual conference is the exciting evolution of trademarks. So can you tell us a little bit more about what that means and how it shapes this year's programme?
Well, the theme is always something you have to think hard about because you have to cover a multitude of different topics, but generally you try to find the bracket. And our thought here was, first of all, looking at the life cycle of a trademark, i.e., from cradle to grave, sort of that was the idea that you, when it is conceived, what you have to think of, how you protect it, how you exploit it, how it's commercialized. But also, it can mean something different. Our topic, it can actually mean how the trademark is evolving over time in the sense that you have technical innovations, new ideas, new environment. So it's a multifaceted approach we took. And you also have to cover all the typical issues. You have to do case law. You have to cover workshops, which have very different types of topics. So it's I think it's a very good setup this year. And we are very hopeful that it'll be a great conference.
Yeah, that's interesting what you say about how trademarks evolve and how the way that they're used evolves. Because I think we've seen that a lot, haven't we, in the past, probably 10 or 15 years as new technologies and new businesses, new types of business have emerged and new markets obviously have emerged. And that affects the way that people can use their trademarks, I suppose.
Absolutely. So in fact, of course, the elephant in the room is AI. And that's something which we will be heavily in the program, in the workshops. We've got two workshops here looking at that topic. It's not all about AI, but it's very important. But we're covering all traditional topics too, like how to commercialize your trademarks, the regulatory issues. So there is everything in there which you typically need to cover from the point of view of practitioners, but also brand owners, we all have it in there.
And we'll come on in a moment to talk a bit more about some of the sessions and some of the workshops, I think. But now I want to turn to you, Bahia, because I think this is the first time that you've been involved on the annual conference team.
Yeah, this is my first year.
So congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Can you tell us a bit about what's been involved in being on the team and what have you learned from that process?
Sure. I learned a lot, and it gave me like a completely different level of appreciation of how much work goes on behind the scenes. The team is not only choosing interesting topics, we have to weave them all together, make sure they're relevant when at the time of delivery. So we're looking at the overall story of the conference and how to make it engaging for the audience. There's also a lot of collaboration involved, so you make a lot of friends along the way. And at the same time, there are more difficult parts in it, which is you have to say no to a lot of excellent people who are great speakers, but there's just limited time. So one of the biggest things that I've learned is that a strong conference session needs more than good content. It needs a very clear narrative, different perspectives, and something that will stay with the audience even after we finish.
And how long have you been working on the team for this particular conference?
A year and a half ago.
Wow. Okay. Quite a long time.
Absolutely. 1.5 years.
Good. So I obviously, clearly a lot of work has gone into planning this conference, and I think that's already bearing fruit, isn't it? Have we seen the number of registrations and the level of interest?
Indeed. I mean, this is unusual that we always have this type of number at this time.
Honestly, Marks is known for the content and the delivery. Every year has to be better than the last and better, and it keeps on. So it's good.
A lot of pressure on the annual conference team then.
No, not at all. We know we have a brilliant lineup, so we're absolutely fine.
So we might just talk about some of the sessions at this year's annual conference then. And coming back to you, Claire, I think you're chairing the final session this year, which is on the case law update, which I know is always a very popular session. Can you give us a sneak preview about that?
Well, I can give you a preview and then a little bit of a sneaky one. I don't want to give too much away because obviously I want everybody to attend the last session, which I'm also acutely aware is the last session of the conference and also the last session before the final lunch. So, I don't want to give too much away here. But we're going to be having hopefully a very interactive session with some voting going on. These are, as you said, James, the CJEU and General Court decisions. We're hoping that the audience will be very interactive and engaged. You're going to want to know what we're going to be talking about. So I can say, without giving too much about the cases away, one of them is very heavily involved in time and the importance of it. And the second one, well, what is in a name and what can you do with it? So we've got some really great speakers lined up, including, as I mentioned earlier, Eleonora Viegas, the Portuguese judge. And I'm really looking forward to hearing her thoughts, some of the decisions that have come out in the last year. So it should be a very exciting session for everybody right at the end of the conference.
Yeah, I think that session is always really valuable, isn't it, for people to get an update. And I guess particularly good to have a judge involved as well and to get her perspective.
Definitely. And I mean, she's such a fun character as well. I think that she will be give a very lively performance on the stage.
Good. Well, that sounds like something to look forward to. And Bahia, you're also chairing a session, I think, at the conference. It's on the famous trademarks, I think. Is that right? Can you tell us any more about that?
Yeah, that's right. So my session asks a slightly uncomfortable question for brand owners. Can a trademark become too famous for its own good? So we normally think of fame as it's the ultimate goal for any brand. But there's a point where public use starts affecting the trademark and its distinctiveness. So the session looks at this full journey, and we will start with how to identify early warning signs, with how consumers are speaking, what's happening on social media, what's happening with AI models and LLMs, and how search behavior is changing, and what the internal marketing team is doing. Then we will look at how to prevent that with creative approaches, and what happens when the problem has already advanced. Are there creative ways to avoid and stop this problem, or put an end to this problem? In terms of format, it's a little bit different than a standard panel. So the idea is going to be examining a brand as if it's a patient, with a brand autopsy. So hopefully it will be very practical, very memorable, and slightly unexpected.
It sounds very interesting. And can you tell us about any of the speakers you've got on that panel?
Sure. We're going to be, I have two speakers, Katrin Turner from Jellycat.
Oh, yeah.
She was a speaker in Stockholm, I think, and she rocked the stage.
She was great, yeah.
And Luna Saman from Orange Fox in the US. Both have great additions. They're going to make this session a success.
So just to round that out, this is going to be part two, isn't it, of the conference? So I think that's on the Wednesday morning. Is that right?
Yep. We're going to wake everyone up.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to that. And thanks for telling us about it. Klaus, I don't think you're taking part in a session this year, but are there any sessions that you're looking forward to attending in particular?
So apart from the sessions of Claire, of course, and Bahia,
yes,
which would be my favorites, I'm actually quite looking forward to session one, which I think is going to be very interesting, because typically session one is, of course, the sort of keynote opener. And it's an important one for the success of the whole conference. And we've got a great lineup here and very good topic about, preventive IP strategy and legal thinking also behind an early stage of the conception of a trademark and how this brand can be nourished and the development. So it's a broad, very broad topic, and it relates to Portugal. So it's going to be to Portuguese trademarks. So very interesting. And then I'm actually much looking forward to part three, unlocking power of IP. I think it's always important to look at the commercial aspects of trademarks. This is what it's all about, actually, making money with the trademarks. It's something which is sometimes a bit forgotten after when we touch upon all sorts of legal issues. But after all, they're a tool for selling goods. And I think it's very interesting to hear from people who are very much experienced in this area, how to commercialize trademarks and make money from it. And that's what it's all about, actually. So I'm very much looking forward to these two sessions, but I think all the other sessions, they will be worthwhile, absolutely worthwhile. So I'm just looking at Nick Wood's session, working with and without rules. That's, I think, going to be a great session with very good seasoned speakers. So I can really recommend all your listeners to look forward to these sessions too.
Yeah, and we should say there are, I think, 8 sessions in total, aren't there? 8 parts, so people can find all the details.
And the workshops, there are many, many workshops. We've got, I don't know how many workshops. Over the years, the number of workshops has really grown, I must say. It used to be 4 workshops. Now you've got, I don't know, 6, 8, you name it. They're very popular. I think they're already sold out, actually. So if you don't have any tickets yet, go and get some.
Well, yeah, let's talk a bit about the workshops, because I think they're a really valuable part of the conference, aren't they, on the Thursday afternoon? And obviously they're a bit more interactive than the sessions, often an opportunity for people to contribute and ask questions and so on. And you're right, there are 6 this year, I think, and 5 of them are actually being repeated. So there are 2 opportunities to go to those. One isn't repeated. But yeah, I mean, Claire, is there any particular one of those workshops that you're looking forward to or you're planning to attend?
I am not actually going to attend one this year. I have too late in booking.
All right. Okay.
I have to confess. So instead, I will be doing something social.
Something social. Excellent.
Yes.
Which is also a very good option, I think.
This is actually joking apart. The social sessions, the networking sessions are actually very good. They do serve a really good purpose of meeting people who, you know, Mark's at 850 people now and probably 900 by the time the registrations are finished. You're not going to see everybody. So they are quite useful as well.
Bahia, what about you? Are you planning to go to any of the workshops or also looking at other options?
I'm always terrible at answering that question because all the workshops are really very well prepared, so interesting, and they appeal to the nerd in me. And I'm a big nerd. So I'm interested in AI-related stuff. So the AI-related workshops, yeah.
Okay.
But I would also like to attend the design workshop. I'm also interested in that. So the honest answer is I want to attend all of them, but I'm not going to attend all of them. I'm going to attend the AI-related ones.
So I'm just looking at the list. There's a workshop on protecting voice, image and identity in the age of AI. That's workshop 2. And also one on AI and marketing. That's workshop 3. So you'll have to choose between those, I think. And then workshop 5 is designed.
Well, I can take one in the morning and one in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, you could take one on each slot, yeah. Workshop 5 is the new age of EU designs, which I think is looking at the latest changes to the design law in the EU, so which are obviously very current. Yeah, so well done. You mentioned 3 of them. What about you, Klaus?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I always a last minute decider, but they all look extremely interesting to me. So I'll make the decision at last minute. What's still open to me then?
Well, the ones we haven't mentioned are the Catch the Copycats, which is from the Unfair Competition team. So
it's a classic one.
Trade fairs, looking at enforcing IP rights at trade fairs. That's going to be quite popular, I think. And there's also a good one on the UDRP, which is the Mark Cyberspace team. And I think they also have some speakers from WIPO and ICANN, I believe. So that should be very good. And then we should mention the one that is not actually being repeated, which is from the Amicus Curiae team. So I think they're going to look at the role of Amicus Curiae, and that'll be particularly interesting for anyone that potentially has cases coming up where the Amicus Curiae might play a role. If you haven't already booked a workshop, then it sounds like you should probably do that soon, because they will get booked up. So we do encourage you to do that. Klaus, so I think Claire just mentioned the social opportunities, the networking opportunities at the annual conference. I know these are always popular and a very, important part of what Marks presents. Can you tell us anything about this year's social program?
Absolutely. So on the Wednesday, we will have the cultural evening at the Sud Lisboa. I've never actually been there, but I looked it up and it seems an incredible place. Pretty huge, of course, if you have to take on over 800 people. And it's got a spectacular view onto the Tajo River. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Probably not Portuguese, probably Spanish, not Portuguese. I'm sorry for that. Sorry, listeners from Portugal.
We'll get letters from all the Portuguese listeners.
I think you will. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. So, and that is looking at the 25 de Abril Bridge. It's a fantastic view, actually, and what I've seen. So I think weather-wise, we will probably be fine, I would assume. So it should be absolutely a fantastic evening, and everybody will enjoy that. On Thursday, the gala evening will be at the Convento do Beato, which is a sort of, I think if I read up, it's a sort of 15th century, or built in the 16th century, actually, some convent or some type of monastery. And it looks absolutely spectacular from the pictures I could see. That will be one of the highlights, probably. Definitely worthy of the 40 years anniversary, I can say that. So that's that. The building is magnificent. So I think the gala dinner will be superb.
Yeah, and I know there's a good tradition, isn't there, of holding the gala dinner in the quite spectacular location. So it sounds like we're continuing that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's something to look forward to.
Very good. Okay, and Bahia, as Claire mentioned, I think Lisbon is a beautiful city, the capital city of Portugal. Is there anything you're looking forward to doing there, apart from attending, obviously, all the sessions and the workshops and everything else? So, are you planning to spend any time to enjoy anything that the city has to offer?
Yeah, I love Lisbon. It's one of my favorite cities. It reminds me of Beirut, where I grew up, and I have very close friends who live there. So my co-founder and I are planning a trip around Portugal, not only Lisbon. So, but I am not planning that. I plan too much at work. So when I travel, I do not plan. I just, like, my requirements are great food, great people, and relax. So yeah, that's it. No planning, but definitely the food in Portugal is something I'm looking forward to.
Okay, yeah. And so you obviously know Lisbon quite well. For someone who hasn't been there before, who doesn't know what it is, what would you recommend that they should do, whether that's is there a particular dish they should try or a particular place they should visit?
The last time I went there, I tried barnacles. So if you haven't tried barnacles and you like seafood, it's something interesting to try. It's not for everyone. It's just if you really like seafood. But honestly, you cannot go wrong in Portugal. There are very traditional restaurants that prepare chicken, very good chicken and seafood. So food in Portugal, you're set.
Absolutely. And take one of those trains up the hill. They have these yellow trains. I don't know what they're called. I'm sorry. You have to do that. It's a wonderful city. Absolutely superb.
Yeah.
And people watch. That's what's nice to do when you're traveling. People watch. Sit at a cafe. The weather's going to be great.
I was going to say September's a great time to be there, I think. So, yeah.
Yes, I think even in the sense it's not going to be too hot, because if we have it at the end of September, hopefully it will be bearable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be okay. And I think in this Lisbon, there's a wind going, so we should be okay.
Good. Okay. And finally, Claire, is there anything else we should know about this year's annual conference? I think you mentioned it's the 40th, so that's obviously an occasion, isn't it? Is there anything else we should bear in mind?
Well, I think there is, because as some of us, I think most people now in Marks know, it's actually Ingrid's last Marks conference. So I think it's quite fitting that it's a celebratory one, a 40th anniversary. And she is going to be joining us, obviously, and with her husband this year, which we're all thrilled about. He's going to be attending the gala dinner with her. But all in all, as Klaus and Bahia have already said, it's going to be a really wonderful conference. There's a huge effort gone into the programming and the speaker selection, getting everybody lined up. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. It's hilly. We're all going to get a lot of exercise, which is a good thing after eating all the delicious Portuguese food. And focusing obviously on the conference and the sessions and the workshops. I'm sure that it's going to be a really enjoyable occasion, highly informative, and everybody's going to have a lot of fun attending.
Yeah. And just for everyone who's listening, that Ingrid, who you mentioned, is Ingrid de Groot, who's the Marks internal relations officer and has been in that role as long as I can remember. It must be probably 20 years, I guess.
I think it has to be about 20. I don't think it's 40, and I don't think she would appreciate it being said to be 40, but it's definitely a long time.
Yeah. So everyone who's been on a team or been involved in any of the Marks events will have come across Ingrid and probably been chased by Ingrid, I expect, at some point. So this is our opportunity to say thank you to her. Okay. Well, thank you all very much for those insights into the annual conference. I know I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure everyone who's signed up is looking forward to it as well. I think it's not quite sold out yet, is it, as we record this? So depending on when you're listening to this, it may still be possible to register, and you should grab that opportunity if you can, and just go to the Marks website, marks.org, and you'll find a link to the annual conference page, which includes the programme, the workshops that we've been talking about, all the social activities, details about the hotels and everything else, and of course, a link to register. So do that if you haven't done so already. And that concludes today's episode of Talking Marks. So thank you very much indeed to Claire, Klaus and Bahia for talking to us today. It's been great to have you on. And I think everyone's looking forward to seeing you and everyone else in Lisbon in September. And we probably won't have another episode of Talking Marks before then. So we'll definitely have an episode after the annual conference, and we'll be back then. So thanks to everyone for listening. And thanks once again to our speakers. And goodbye.
Thank you, James.
Thank you very much, James. Thanks.
Thanks, James.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.